Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. This first week of October, we are talking about burdens. What are you burdened by? We saw last time that God is burdened. God is weighed down by our sins. Our sin is a great offense to holy God, and so he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, into the world to bear our sins upon his body on the cross. Good Friday, the day of the crucifixion, is as worthwhile to mention in the fall as it is in the spring. On that splintered wood, Christ's body was nailed, and he lost all human ability to breathe. What killed the Christ? The sin of all people for all time who belong to Christ, that is, who are Christians. Our sin was such a heavy burden for him that it killed him. Think of that. No wonder we should take our sin so seriously, confess it, keep short accounts of it, and by the power of the Holy Spirit within us, live righteous lives. I'm thinking today of Psalm chapter 68 and verse 19. Psalm 68 and verse 19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily bears our burden, the God who is our salvation." How prophetic of the psalmist this is of Christ. Jesus bears the burden of our sin by willingly taking it on himself. And there is our word burden again. The Lord who daily bears our burden. Are you weighed down by the heavy load of sin today? Are you tired of carrying past and present sin with you? Remarkably, God invites you to lay down your weight at the feet of his son, Jesus. Today, in a simple prayer, tell him what your sin is and ask him to forgive you of it. If your prayer is genuine, Jesus will hoist your load on his shoulders and remove your offenses against God, others, and against yourself away from you. And then, finally, you will be free. You'll be free of the burden called sin. This reminds us of this awesome line from the hymn. I know you may know it. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Oh, yes, there is power in Christ's blood dripping from his body on the cross, his blood shed for our sins. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood of Christ. Notice also in Psalm 68:19 that the Lord daily, that is every single day, bears our burdens. And not only the burden of sin, which is enough, but all the other burdens of God's people as well, so that whatever is a burden to you at this hour, you also pray. And give it to your Heavenly Father, your Daddy, and your Papa. Give that person or persons who are a burden to you, give them to God. Give that issue, that matter that is a burden to you, to God. Is your sickness or someone else's a burden to you? Give that person and their poor health right now to God. Is your unemployment a burden? Give it to God. Is your employment a burden? Give it to God. The psalmist says he daily bears our burdens. When we cling to our burdens and try to lift them daily in our own strength, we fail. But when we shift our burdens to the God of the universe, our mighty present help in time of need, he lifts them from us. Give your burdens to God today. And join me tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.